You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
World leaders are gathering once again for the opening of the UN General Assembly, and President Obama will actually be speaking later on today. But this year is different. It's a 10-year check-in and check-up on an initiative began a decade ago, when the countries of the United Nations promised to change the world in eight big ways by 2015. The pledges are known as the Millennium Development Goals, and in case you can't name them, here's a reminder. Eradicate extreme poverty and hunger, primary education for all, gender equality, empower women, cut by two-thirds child mortality for under five-year-olds, improve maternal health, combat HIV, AIDS, and malaria, sustainability, and a global partnership. 10 years in, Takeaway correspondent Femi Okeh has been trying to assess progress. Femi, these are challenging goals. How close are we to achieving any one of them?
It's really tricky. When you ask anybody in the UN, if you ask people from NGOs who are involved in the MDGs, the Millennium Development Goals, they really struggle to be able to tell you, okay, this is the exact place we are along the 10, the 15-year route.
Now, of course, that's understandable on some level, but there have to be metrics and measures for progress, and some people have to be sort of under the gun to be accountable for actually meeting these goals by 2015.
And where I went to get that sense of, okay, where are we, was the World Food Programme, and spoke to their chief, Gisette Sharon. She has a very distinct idea of where they are. People are either hungry or they're not hungry. And she told me about a little island nation just off the coast of West Africa.
Well, last week we graduated the country called Cape Verde. It's a small country off the coast of Africa, from needing any help from the World Food Program. They have met the Millennium Development Goal to half the number of people who are hungry. This country has no natural resources. It's an island nation. It's plagued by droughts, but using its human capital, it's overcome hunger. This is so cool, and other nations can do it. We can get momentum going. When a leader says, not under my watch, a child will not die from hunger under my watch, amazing things start to happen.
So Sharon notes there that Cape Verde has graduated to actually achieving one of the Millennium Development Goals. Is Cape Verde's experience scalable to other nations?
Well, Cape Verde is very small, but they've been having a World Food Programme for over 30 years, and they had a party last week. They're out. World Food Programme are out. This has happened in about 30 other countries as far as the World Food Programme is concerned, and they said it is possible to beat this. But if you go to a larger country, let's take Nigeria, a country that
huge
I know
problems.
Really well, 150 million people there. It has natural resources, it has a lot of money, but so many people, they're finding it actually hard to tackle very basic problems like getting food, like getting education for the kids. And I caught up at the United Nations yesterday with the Foreign Affairs Minister, Ode Ojemogobia, who told me his problems in terms of reaching these eight special goals.
People in my part of the world are dying in embarrassing numbers because not enough is being done with resources that are available to address some of these challenges. And we only hope that as a government that's committed to transparency and accountability, that people will take us seriously for a change.
I mean, what are the models for serious change in a place like Nigeria?
It's difficult. The big argument between the developing world and the developed world as far as achieving these goals, this is what we want the world to look like in 5 years' time, is the tension between, well, you give us money, well, are we governed to your liking? So there's issues between the rich and the poor countries. There are cultural issues, for instance. The foreign minister of Nigeria told me that in many parts of Africa, people just accept the fact that your kid's going to die. You might lose several children. That's just life as it is. And then when I asked him about, well, give me some solutions. How do you see us working through some of these big issues? And not to mention the economic recession as well. And he said he looked for his inspiration to an American president.
One of my favorite American presidents is President John Kennedy. And in his inaugural address, he talked about man's capacity to abolish all forms of human life and all forms of human poverty.
To those people in the huts and villages of half the globe, struggling to break the bonds of mass misery, we pledge our best efforts to help them help themselves. If a free society cannot help the many who are poor, It cannot save the few who are rich.
I think in 2010, the resources in the West are enormous. In spite of the global economic downturn and the challenges the West have, the resources are available to help us ensure a mother doesn't lose her life giving birth to a child.
So there's the Nigerian foreign minister really using a kind of dream sequence of John Kennedy. But Kennedy's not going to save some of these nations. And I guess the takeaway for listeners to this program has to be, you know, where do we stand in 2015 as far as progress is concerned?
Well, for that takeaway, I really went back to the person who advises the Secretary General of the United Nations. He's Professor Jeffrey Sachs. He's at Columbia University. He's the Director of Earth Sciences there and really knows a lot about the MDGs.
He's the face of the Millennium Development Goals in some sense here in the US.
Absolutely. And for him, it was a very simple solution and where we could get our help from.
The problem, in my view, is that our politicians don't talk to the people about what we could be doing. They're a little afraid, actually, to talk about compassion for others or help abroad, and I think our politicians make a big mistake. I think that they underestimate the American people.
So can we look, that's Jeffrey Sachs there, can we look for the next 5 years to be an upgrading and a higher visibility for these Millennium Development Goals and politicians perhaps taking the initiative and bringing the message to Americans and others around the world?
There was a lot of energy this week at the United Nations. The five-year deadline has really put sort of fire underneath people in terms of we have to get this done. I'm also going to be looking at great interest to see what President Obama does this afternoon. He will be speaking at the United Nations and talking about the Millennium Development Goals and what the U.S. is doing. So we'll have to watch this space.
Well, President Obama speaking to the U.N. General Assembly later today. We'll look for the fire. Femi Okeh, takeaway correspondent, thanks so much.
You're welcome.